ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिके। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text number 11. Name of the chapter is Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. Tasmat दैवोपपन्नेन मुनि अनेन अपि धर्मवीत् संतुष्टः अहा अहा कुर्यात् नित्य नैमित्तिकैः क्रियाः। तस्माद्दैवोपपन्नेन मुनिनेनापि धर्मवीत् संतुष्टो अहरह कुर्यान् नित्यनैमित्तिकी क्रिया। तस्माद्दैवोपपन्नेन मुनिनेनापि धर्मवीत् संतुष्टो अहरह कुर्यान् नित्यनैमित्तिकी क्रिया। व्हाट योर ट्रांसलेशंस? तस्मात् देयरफॉर दैवोपपन्नेन ऑब्टेनेबल वेरी इजीली बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड मुनि अनेन with food prepared in ghee and offered to the Supreme Lord. Api, indeed, dharmabit, one who is actually advanced in religious principles, santushtaha, very happily, aha aha, day after day, kuriyat, one should perform nitya naimitikihi, regular and occasional kriyaha, duties. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation: therefore, day by day, one who is actually aware of religious principles and is not heinously envious of poor animals should happily perform daily sacrifices. And those for certain occasions with whatever food is available easily by the grace of the Lord. Please repeat before me. Therefore, day by day, one who is actually aware of religious principles and is not heinously envious of poor animals should happily perform daily sacrifices, and those for certain occasions with whatever food is available easily by the grace of the Lord. Purport: the word dharmavid, meaning one who knows the actual purpose of religion, is very significant. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 66, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. Becoming Krishna conscious is the topmost stage in understanding of religious principles. One who reaches this stage performs the archana process in the devotional service. Anyone, whether a grihastha or a sannyasi, can keep small duties of the Lord suitably packed or, if possible, installed, and thus worship the deities of Radha, Krishna, Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan, Lord Jagannath or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering food prepared in ghee and then offering the sanctified prasad to the forefathers, demigods and other living entities as a matter of routine daily work. All the centers of our Krishna consciousness movement have deity worship programs very nicely going on, in which food is offered to the deity and distributed to the first class Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, even to the people in general. This performance of sacrifice brings completely satisfaction. The members of Krishna consciousness movement engage daily in such transcendental activities. Thus, in our Krishna consciousness movement, there is no question at all of killing animals. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manomishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Raghunatha Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhuta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitansa. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadikaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare. Tasmadayopapannena munne nanapi dharmavid santushta harah kuriya nitya naimitiki kriyaha. Therefore, day by day, one who is actually aware of religious principles and is not heinously envious of poor animals should happily perform daily sacrifice, and those for certain occasions with whatever food is available easily by the grace of the Lord. In Bhagavatam, we have 10 topics. In second canto, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining. Among them, one topic is called Uti. and this canto 7 throughout from the beginning till the end of this canto, this subject is explained. Uti. Uti means impetus to work. Means karma vasana. Utayaha karma vasana. Sukadeva Goswami is explaining. It's the vasana of karma. Inclination for doing activities. And he is explaining that two types of karma that living entities are performing. One is auspicious and another one is inauspicious. And auspicious activity means that by the mercy of Narada, Prahlada became able to manifest by practicing devotional service to the Lord. So Prahlada is performing auspicious activities. And inauspicious activities are being performed by the demons like Hiranyakashipu, who kill lot of peoples and give lot of pain to his own son. So this whole canto is explaining about inauspicious and auspicious activities, Shubha and Ashubha karma. And after explaining all these things in 10 chapters, another 5 chapters, which is explaining about how the civilized human being, how the human being can become civilized. And in this, at the end of this canto, chapter 15, Srila Prabhupada has given the name of this chapter is called Instruction for Civilized Human Beings. And specifically in this verse that we are finding, day by day, one who is actually aware of religious principles, it is very difficult to know the conclusion of the religious principles. Because in 11th canto, Krishna is explaining to Uddhava, Kim vidhatte, kim achaste, kim anudya vikalpayat, iti asya hrudayam loke na anyat mad veda kaschana. He is explaining Uddhava, king vidhatte means what is karma kanda, kim achaste, what is jnana kanda, kim anudya vikalpayat, and the vikalpa of these two things, that is called upasana kanda. What is the essence of these three kandas? Karma kanda, jnana kanda, upasana kanda. And the heart of this, the conclusion of these three canto, three sections of the Vedas, nobody knows actually, Krishna is saying, except me. Only I know what is karma kanda, only I know what is jnana kanda, only I know what is upasana kanda. Nobody knows the essence of these three kandas. Then Uddhava became confused as the disciple of Brihaspati. Brihaspati is very expert in every shastras. But he became confused and he asked the Krishna that how is it possible that Veda was manifested from you for the benefit of the people, but nobody knows the conclusion of the Vedas except you. Then if nobody knows, then can you explain me that what is the conclusion of the Vedas, three khandas? Then he is explaining the heart of karma kanda, what it is, and the heart of jnana kanda, what it is, and the heart of upasana kanda, what it is. Maam vidhatte avidhatte maam. He is explaining the people, those who are performing karma kanda activities, if that karma kanda, which whatever they are doing, if that is pleasing me, then that is called karma kanda. And if the jnana kanda, those jnani people who are practicing jnanas, controlling the senses, if that principles, whatever they are following, if that is pleasing me, then that is called jnana kanda. And Upasana Kanda is called that, those Upasana, whatever the Upasana peoples they are doing, if that is pleasing me, then that is called Upasana Kanda. And if it is not pleasing for me and they are doing on their own for the purpose of their sense gratifications or for other purpose, then that is not called Jnana Kanda, Upasana Kanda and Karma Kanda. So therefore, in another sense, Krishna is explaining, it is not very easy to understand the conclusion of the Vedas. It's very, very difficult. And nowadays, the people are very much degraded. In Satya Yuga, the people were completely following the principles of the Vedas. Therefore, everybody was happy. Gradually, at the end of Satya Yuga and the beginning of Treta Yuga, deity worship was introduced. Then after that, gradually, when Kali Yuga came up, then people were completely unqualified to follow the principles of the Vedas. Therefore, in this yoga, Harinama has been instructed by the Shastras to do. And how we can understood that the people can give up their enviousness and will be loving each other and become happy in their life. So since Krishna is explaining, nobody can understand the conclusion of the Vedas, therefore in another way they will have this type of enviousness attitude and they will be killing the poor animals. And these things are happening nowadays. But here we are finding that if somebody understood the conclusion of the Vedas, religious principle, what it is, then he will become able to give up this enviousness for the poor animals and happily perform daily sacrifice. So here, santushta is a symptom, as an adjective, has been used to dharmavid. Those who are dharmavid, those who know the actual purpose of religion, they are satisfied. Those who don't know little bit even if what is the actual purpose of religion, they are not satisfied. They are unsatisfied people. In the Shastras, previously, Varnashrama was established so that people can follow the principles of Varnashrama, and simultaneously by following the principles of Varnashrama, they will become able to achieve the purpose of the life. We have four Varnas and we have four Ashramas. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Sudra, these are the four Varnas, and four Ashramas, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. These four Varnas, people, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Sudra, and these four Ashram peoples, for them different types of activities have been mentioned in the Shastras. Brahmana will do Brahminical activities, Jajana, Jajana, Patana, Patana, Dana, Pratigraha. By remaining in nine qualities, he will be doing all these six activities. And Kshatriya, he will do Kshatriya activities, ruling the kingdoms and maintaining the people. These are his activities. And Vaishya is a mercantile class of people, those who are doing business and those who are doing cultivations. And Sudras' duty is to serve the other three classes of people. Similarly, these four spiritual orders, brahmachari and grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasi, they have also respectively different duties. Parasara in Vishnu Purana is explaining varnasrama charavata purushena parakuman Vishnu aradhyate pantha naitattattosa karanam. Parasara is explaining that varnasrama is the, by following the principles of varnasrama, one person will become able to please Vishnu. He is explaining. There is no other way to please Vishnu. But if you read in the Angas of the Bhakti, when we are doing deity worship to the Lord, among the 64 Angas of the Bhaktis, there is no mentions of Varnasrama, that it is an Anga of Bhakti. Therefore, our acharyas are not accepting this concept of Parasara, that he is saying that Varnasrama is the Anga of Bhakti. Therefore, Rupa Goswami is explaining Samattam Bhakti Vijnanam Bhakti Angattam Na Karmanam. He is explaining that those who are too much attached to karma, activities, prescribed duties, although they are performing the prescribed duties very nicely, but still I am not accepting that this is the anga of the bhakti. But I am accepting this is bhakti vijnana. This is the science of devotional service. But this is not the anga of the devotional service. So there is a difference between science of the devotional service and the anga of devotional service. Science of devotional service means varnasrama principles that we have been given in the scriptures for the brahmanas and ashram peoples. That is called science. Science means, he is explaining, those principles by following gradually will become able to come to the platform of devotional service. That is called science. And those principles we are following and ultimately we are not becoming able to come to the platform of devotional service, then that is not called science. That is not called bhakti vijnana. So therefore, it has a difference. Bhakti anga means we are directly serving to the Lord either in the form of the deities or in the form of sankirtans, whatever may be. So therefore, varnasrama is called bhakti vijnana. And by saying this, he is saying that parasara is also in the same Puran in another place. He is explaining about one hidden concept. He is explaining Yajnesa Chutak Vishnu Rishikesha. He is explaining the Raja Bharat, King Bharata, during dream, he was taking the name of the Lord. Yajnesa Achyuta Govinda Ananta Keshava Madhava Nanta Keshava Krishna Vishnu Hrishikesha Ityaha Rajasa Kevalam Nanyat Jagata Maitreya Kinchit Api Supnantaresu Api. He is explained to Maitreya that Parasara is explaining to Maitreya that Maitreya, this King Bharat, even in his dream, although during the day always he was chanting the name of the Lord, doing kirtan the name of the Lord, but even during the night time when he was sleeping, in the dream he was chanting the name of the Lord. Nanyat jagat maitre kinchit supnantre swapi. Even in the dream he never chanted the name of the Lord. Even in the dream, he chanted the name of the Lord. He took the name of the Lord. He did not say any other things else in each dream. So therefore, he is saying, if Parasara is explaining that Varnasrama is the foundation of pleasing to the Lord Vishnu, then why Parasara is saying to chant the holy name of the Lord in another place, how we can conclude, get a conclusion, reconcile the statement of Parasara in different places. So therefore, Parasara, Rupa Goswami is explaining that it is very easy to understand this concept. It is not very difficult to understand this concept. Why? Because he is explaining that Krishna, Rupa Goswami is explaining that Varnasrama system has been given to the people, the principles has been given to the Varnasrami people to follow in such a way that they will become able to chant the name of the Lord. He is giving the example of Raja Bharat, King Bharat. When King Bharat were ruling the kingdom as a Kshatriya, by following the principles of Varnasrama as a Kshatriya, he became able to chant the holy name of the Lord. And except that, he did not do anything else. He gave up the ashrams and came to the Gandaki river, the bank of the Gandaki river, and he was practicing devotional service very nicely. Although he fell down from the platform of devotional service by becoming attached to a deer, but he could able to manage himself by chanting the name of the Lord. So in this way he is giving an example. This is what Bharata was doing. And he is explaining the same Bharat is also thinking in this way that Parasara is explaining in Vishnu Dharma also. Another example is given. Sa hanistan mahachidram. Sa moho sacha vibramaha. Ek muhurtam khyanam vapi Vishnum na kirtayat. He is explaining that sa hanis, it is a great loss. Tan mahachidram, it is a great fault. And it is a great illusion. Sa moho, such a vibrama. Ek muhurtam, in one moment, if somebody is not becoming able to remember the Krishna's name, then it is a great loss. It is a great illusion. It is a great fault. So therefore he is explaining that Bharat was utilizing whole time for chanting the name of the Lord and remembering the pastimes of the Lord. Bharat was never attached to materialist way of living life. In this way, Bharat is concluding that if I am practicing devotional service, then I will become able to give more benefit to the people of the kingdom. When I was directly ruling to the people, whatever the benefit I was giving, if I am practicing devotional service, if I am doing these things, then people will be more benefited rather than whatever I was doing before. So in this way Bharat concluded and he came to the platform of devotional service, Bhakti Yoga. This is what, how Bharat was disregarding the principles of the Vedas for following Varnasrama principles and coming to the platform of devotional service. In 11th canto, there is a very wonderful story, not story, it's an example has been given that in this material world, the people are generally attracted to three things. Very much attracted to three things. One is sex, one is meat eating, and one is intoxication. The people too much attracted to three things. So since they are attracted to three things, so the Lord has given some principles. And he had said that if somebody will follow these principles, and simultaneously if he has attraction for three things and they are following the principles, then they can do sex, they can eat meat, and they can do intoxications. Devasthiti tesu vivaha yagya. He is explaining that devasthiti, they have done some arrangement. People are generally naturally attracted to sex, therefore it is a natural tendency. But eating meat, meat eating and intoxications is not natural. It comes through family traditions. But sex is natural, it is existing inside the heart of the living entity naturally. But eating meat and doing intoxications, it comes from the family traditions. Devasthiti tesu vivaha yagya. If somebody wants to do sex, for them vivaha has been given. He should marry. It is a vidhi, it is called a vidhi. There is a difference between vidhi, niyama and parisankhya. They are not altogether same. Vidhi is different, niyama is different and parisankhya is different. But these three things are looks like same, but three things has a different meaning. For those people who are attached to karma too much, attached to prescribed duties too much, and those people who are renounced from prescribed duties, for them there is a different meaning. Therefore, what is vidhi? If we can understand, then we will become able to understand this concept, that how this principle should apply to the people, those who are attached to, for these three things. He is explaining, vidhis are rules which are not absolute. And niyama, vidhis atyanta apraptrau niyamah pakkhike sati. He is explaining that vidhi is what? Now, vidhis are rules. This is one type of rule which are not absolute. It is not absolute. I will be explaining a little bit later on that what he is explaining. Acharyas, what they are explaining. And niyama is a rule which has a partial prohibitions. It is not completely prohibiting. Just like nishedha, sarve vidhi nishedayo. Nishedha is a complete prohibitions. But niyama has a partial prohibition. So he is giving one example. Just like the people wants to do sex, for them vivaha has been given. They should marry. So if they are marrying, they are following the principles of the Vedas for prescribed duties. Then these three niyams, the vidhi, niyama and parisankhya has been given so that people can gradually, eventually detach from the varnashram field to the spiritual field. For that reason these three things has been given. They are explaining that vidhis are not absolute. Why? Because people don't have a desire to follow these things. They don't want to follow. Or else, they have some higher rules to follow. So therefore, vidhis are always neglected. He is giving an example. Rutau bharyam upayet. One should approach his wife's inner season. When wife had his desire, then he should approach. Otherwise, they should not approach. The people should not approach their wife. But generally, people don't want to follow. Karmic people, they don't want to follow. Nobody wants to follow. Then another example is given. Bidis, certain bidis are there. Just like taking bath in the river on the month of Magha. But people don't want to go to the river in the month of Magha, during the month of Magha for taking bath. Therefore, these principles are not, these vidhis, these rules are not absolute. And one should not take bath at the night time. This is a vidhi, but this is are not absolute. People are not following. This is not a hard and fast rule that we have to follow. Therefore, people don't want to follow. They have certain higher principles. And he is explaining what is niyama, niyama pakhike sati, that is partial prohibitions a little bit. Partial prohibition means, he is explaining that if somebody wants to approach his wife, then he should approach during the time. And what is the time? He is explaining, this is a niyama, that within the months, there are 5 days, which is completely prohibited. We should not approach the wife during those days. And there is a niyam also. What is that? We should approach the wife during the night only. And even we are approaching the wife during night, then there is another higher principles for the grihasthas. They are saying, what is that? Na, only during the night time we should approach the, one should approach his wife for the purpose of bearing a children, bearing a child. This is one after another niyama has been given. And it's pakshike sati. It is partial prohibitions. Generally people don't follow, but those who are coming to the platform of Varnashrama, they have to follow. This is the principles. This is called niyama. And by following this niyama, one will gradually detach from family life and will become satisfied. Here satisfaction has been spoken. How a person can become satisfied? By following the grihasthasrams. The principles of the grihasthasram is to come gradually detached. And then he is explaining what is parisankhyana. About, he is explaining about meat eating. Parisankhyana means, he is explaining that one should, parisankhyana is a poetical ornaments. It's a general, it's not general term, it's a poetical ornament which is given very complicated meaning. Parisankhyana means, it is the meaning of these things that we have to eat meat. Some people have the attractions to eat meat. But for them, there is an instruction for the Vedas. There is a completely instructions from the Vedas. And one cannot violate that principles. One cannot go beyond that principles. One has to do. If he is not doing, then he has to incur the sin. He is saying that we have to eat meat, but in the shastras has been given that pancha panchan, 5 types of animals should be eaten, not other animals. If other animals will be eating, then we have to go to the hellish planet. And if somebody is eating these animals gradually by doing yajnas, gradually, eventually they will come to the platform of devotional service. He will become able to satisfy his senses and detach from the satisfaction of the senses. This is the meat eating and intoxications, drinking liquor. This is also a niyama they have given. Yes, people are attracted to drink the wine, liquor. But there is a prohibitions, partial prohibitions in the Shastra, that is called niyama. What is that? Now they are explaining in the 11th canto, chapter 5, they are explaining that if we have to drink the wine, then we have to perform sautramaniya sacrifice. By performing this sacrifice, yajna, we can drink the liquor. Gradually, when we will be drinking and eating the meat by following these principles, Navayogindra there explains that gradually they will become able to detach themselves from these attractions. They will come to the platform of devotional service. So in this way, the people will become gradually satisfying their senses, and when they will be following the principles, niyama and parisankhana and vidhi, gradually they will come to the platform of devotional service and they will become able to please Lord Krishna, and whole world will become peacefully stay. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. If somebody has any comments or questions, they can ask. Yes, please.
My question is, you talked of the three cases, sex, meat, eating, and intoxication, and you talked of the methodology and then vidhi, niyama, and prasanga. So, in the first case, where you said that a person has to undergo marriage and then accordingly satisfy his desires, in such a case where a person is approaching towards the devotional service following the vidhi, in this particular case, one practical problem which I feel is that the husband and wife both have to follow the vidhi. And the practical problem is that if one is following the vidhi, the other is not interested in following, then how should you handle such a case? And the second practical problem which I myself have faced in this life regarding meat eating is that you said there is a vidhi that we should, if somebody is interested in it, should have 5 kinds of meat and then gradually try to come away from it. My experience is that once you get into it, it's practically impossible to get rid of the this desire. So these two questions which I think I have experienced, and maybe you can guide me on how to approach.
In the family life, there are always problems are existing. There is always disagreements between the husband and wife. So sometimes it is easy to get a solutions. Sometimes it is becoming very difficult to get the solutions. Of course, we are, if somebody is following the principles, the vidhis, and if somebody is not following, then it is depending on the person, that person's, whether he is attached too much to the principles, to the vidhis, or is too much attached to the family life. Although it is existing practically in our daily life, but we can get a conclusion. In that section, there is a very wonderful conclusion has been given. That one should approach his wife, and if the wife in his season, in her season, and he's ready, she is ready, but if that person, if that husband is approaching the wife and the wife is ready, then that's okay. If the husband, the wife is ready, but the husband doesn't want to follow, if the wife is ready in her seasons, but the husband doesn't want to follow because he is following the Vedic principles, therefore Vishwanath is explaining, it is not a fault for the husband. But generally the criticisms will be coming from the society, from the family. Because the husband is very much controlled, and he can control his senses, and he does not want to follow whatever the wife is saying, but he wants to follow whatever Krishna is saying, whatever Shastra is saying. In that case, he is explaining, although society people, they will explain that this is a fault from the side of the husband, but it is not a fault. It is an ornament. It is a, that dosa which is coming from the society, it is a dosha, it is a fault, but actually it is not a fault. That dosa is a bhushana, just like Nilkanthapati who was explaining a few days before. Just like drinking the, what it is called? Poison. It is there, it is a mad person's activity, but for Srila or Shiva, it becomes ornament. So similarly, the person is completely controlled. All the criticisms, everything else comes from the society, then that criticisms, that dosa becomes bhushana. It is explained in that section. And he can neglect the wife's desire during that moment. But he is explaining, if the husband is neglecting that wife is not beautiful, and I don't have taste, something else like that, then in that case, that is a fault from the husband's side. Who is explaining now? Our Vishwanath is explaining. Very wonderful example he is giving. This is how he nullifies the something. This is a small example. There are unlimited problems that are happening inside the family life, which I have not realized all these things, because I am not in Grihastha Ashram. So I don't know what to do actually. But this is how he is giving one example and giving his solutions to the practical problem. And what was the next question?
The next one was regarding Vedic. I mean, because when we get entangled into the Vedic and Niyamas, I think we have a lot of problems arising. See, for example, when we start talking of meditating, prohibited only for 5 minutes, and then we gradually come out of it. Lord Krishna is everywhere talking of the universe and personalities, and then he says, at the end of everything, you take my name, you chant my name, you get the universe, that's all. So I think, you know, when we talk of these things, and practically the problem arises that even if you follow me day by eating of only 5 words or any of this, it's practically impossible to come out.
Actually, when Rupa Goswami was explaining, this is the science of devotional service, Varnasrama Dharma. Science of devotional service means, if we are following as it is, the principles very perfectly, then that gives result. Otherwise, little bit attachment, little bit problems even if remaining, of following these principles of the Vedas in relation to karmakanda and other things, if little bit is remaining, then we will not become able to completely detached. And it's very difficult to find it out, what is the problems really are remaining, and why we are not becoming able to completely detach ourselves from eating the meat. People are generally in this material world are too much attached to eating the meat. Now for them, doing sacrifice and after that eating the meat, it is very difficult. Therefore, they have said that five types of animals has been given in the Vedas to whom the living entity should eat. In that neither goat is mentioned, in that neither cow is mentioned, nothing else. Tortoise is there, I found. Fish even is not there. Where nowadays the people are eating lot. So therefore, we should follow the principles according to what the capabilities we have. If we follow the principles and do the associations of the devotees, listen Krishna Katha regularly and notice what is the happening in our practical daily life, in devotional service, then these things will be happening and will come gradually. Will become able to detach these things. We have seen, we are all are becoming together right now. 20 years before, we are eating the meat. But how we came? We came by doing associations of the devotees. Right nowadays, nobody is eating meat. When Srila Prabhupada went west, the people are completely affected by all these things. Intoxications, meat eating, all these things. So by doing association of Srila Prabhupada, they are detached from everything else. They completely practice devotional service. These things are happening. By constant associations, sarve vidhinisa smartabhyam satatam vishnu vismartabhyam na jatuchit sarve vidhinisa dayur etayur eva kinta. Right? You have? Okay, Prabhu. Comment? You can do. Prabhuji has a comment.
Yes. Prabhupada had given one comment regarding this wife, what the wife he said. He didn't come like his wife, he said. And his father said, he was planning to marry again. And his Prabhupada said, his father told him, don't marry, is okay. And Prabhupada gives an example, if I had married, remarried my other wife, then my attachment would be there. So it was good that whatever my father had said, it was good. I was good that whatever he would be. This is an example. Yeah, about anything. About Prabhupada, what he said.
ओके थैंक यू सो मच श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की समवेत भक्त वृंद की अताय गौर प्रमानंदे